Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is How to Keep from Forgetting Things. When was the last time you forgot to do something that was expected of you? How did it make you feel? Are you concerned about the impression you made? Responsible people do what is expected of them without being reminded. How do they accomplish this? Do they have a great memory? Maybe, but they don't rely on it. In today's overscheduled world, counting on your memory to remember your responsibilities is never a good strategy. When you make the decision to take pride in doing what is expected of you and never again need to be reminded of a responsibility, you'll experience a greater sense of satisfaction and success. Here are some of the specific benefits you will enjoy. You'll become a more respected person because people will know they can count on you. People will enjoy working on your team because they know that you will do what is expected of you. Those who follow your leadership will learn from your example, and their admiration for you will grow. You will experience less stress because your focus won't be on trying to remember, nor will you find out the last minute that you haven't done something that was expected of you. Your self-image will grow because you will be doing the things you know you should do without having to be reminded. And lastly, your value to the market will soar because the marketplace places a high value on those who are responsible. Here are 6 strategies I've used over the years to keep from forgetting things. These methods have been so effective for me that it is extremely rare for me to miss a deadline or fail to fulfill a responsibility. Number 1, write things down. There is no method that I have found to be more effective at remembering things than simply writing them down. In my case, I work from a prioritized daily to-do list. This is a pad of paper I carry with me everywhere I go. This pad of paper serves 2 purposes. First, it is my prioritized daily action plan, listing in priority sequence my responsibilities for the day. Second, it's my tool for making notes. If I think of something I need to do, I write it down on my to-do list. If I have a phone conversation with someone and there is something I need to do, I put it on my to-do list. If I'm in a meeting and I'm assigned a responsibility, I write it down on my to-do list. By writing down everything I need to do on 1 pad of paper, I have all my responsibilities in 1 place rather than scattered about on sticky notes, folders, and, miscellaneous pieces of paper. Number 2, do them immediately. Another great strategy to keep from forgetting things is to do them immediately. If I am working, my general rule is that anything I can do in less than 2 minutes, I do it immediately without pause or delay. As an example, if my wife asks me to carry the laundry to the laundry room, I do it immediately rather than putting it on my to-do list. If I am not in work mode and my wife asks me to do a project that will take 10 minutes, then I get up and do it immediately without delay. She appreciates me getting it done instantly, and truthfully, just knocking it out and getting it done is better for me. Then I don't need to add it to my to-do list and come back to it later. Number 3, send myself a reminder. This morning while having coffee with my wife, she gave me the date of my daughter's upcoming recital. I didn't have my to-do list handy, so I picked up my laptop computer sitting on the table and sent myself an email reminder. So, if you have a little device that you can do this with as well, whether it be a laptop computer or your PDA, it's a great way to remember things. Number 4, set my alarm. If there's an important conference call that I cannot afford to miss, I will set my cell phone alarm or even my bedroom alarm to remind me 5 minutes in advance of the call. This allows me to remain focused on my responsibilities without constantly having to look at the clock in anticipation of the call. Number 5, put something somewhere as a reminder. If I get in my car and realize that I'm almost out of gas, I will do something to remind me to get gas. I might put a sticky note, which I always carry a pad of these sticky notes in my car, below the speedometer so that every time I look at how fast I'm going, I will see the reminder note. Or if I'm going somewhere and don't want to forget to bring something, I'll put it by the front door and put my car keys on top of it. And lastly, number 6, have the other party initiate the call. Here is my rule for scheduling calls. If I request the call, I take responsibility for initiating it. If someone asks me for a call, then I ask that person to initiate it. This ensures that I can focus on my work and not have to look at the clock every 2 minutes to make sure I don't miss making the call. These are just some of the strategies that have helped me over the years. Please take a minute and share what you do to keep from forgetting things. Let me also point out that there is no distinction between being responsible in your personal and professional life. You are either a person who takes pride in being responsible, or you are not. I want to challenge you to make the commitment that you will be responsible in every part of your life, and that from this day forward, you will focus on becoming a person who fulfills your responsibilities without having to be reminded. Will you accept this challenge? And remember, when you make the decision that you will take pride in being a person who always does what is expected of you, a new world of opportunities will open before your eyes.